1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. And the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD is available now at 877-616-7445. 877-616-PHIL. And the price is $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. Payment Visa, MasterCard, a check, fast, courteous, professional staff will take your order. And all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. They have a resource center right there on Hollywood Boulevard near the freeway. And so far in our campaign, which is just a couple of weeks old, $17,286 has been raised for my friend's place. May I also take this moment to thank great people doing the morning show, Wake Up Arizona. I was on their show this morning on KFYI in Phoenix, and they're a friendly group of people and wished us well, and we're very happy to be on that station. And I would also like to say that come November 20th, we start in the great city of Dallas, Dallas, Texas. Phil Henry Show will be heard. Wayne Newton and Tony Orlando met to see if they could settle lawsuits today against each other and decide who would be the next president of the United States. I almost want to read it that way. But Wayne Newton and Tony Orlando are suing each other, apparently. So this is a smaller version of what's going on between Gore and Bush is actually happening right now between Wayne Newton and Tony Orlando. Wayne Newton, he of Donkashane. Tony Orlando, he of Knock Three Times, and of course, Tie a Yellow Ribbon. The two once shared a theater in Branson, Missouri, the country music mecca in southwest Missouri. Orlando sued Newton in April of 99 for more than $15 million, accusing him of wrongfully throwing him out of the business in 98 and damaging his reputation. Newton countersued for $20 million, saying Orlando had disseminated false information about him. The case is scheduled to go to trial next spring, but the federal judge handling it ordered the singers to explore a settlement. No settlement was reported from their Wednesday meeting. On the line is Art Griego. Art is a private pilot. He is at Santa Monica Airport right now. But Art, you also coordinate entertainment for a private pilots association, correct?
That's correct, Phil.
And what is the name of your group?
Yes, Phil. We are called the Santa Monica Cloudbusters, and we have two annual events, our Spring Dance and Winter Harvest Ball, which happens in January. And we, of course, are watching this. The whole country is looking at the Gore and Bush thing, but we are also watching what's going to happen with Wayne Newton and Tony Orlando because they're two great entertainers, and they do so much for charity. They do perform at a variety of private functions across the country.
So tell me why you guys are interested in the Wayne Newton, Tony Orlando legal problems. You're a pilot, but you're the entertainment coordinator for a private pilots association. Seems like a long way to run from a Wayne Newton, Tony Orlando lawsuit.
Yes, well, I think when I look at this from the standpoint of a professional, I feel bad because we're losing two great artists. As long as this lawsuit goes on, I don't think we're going to see these two very fine performers performing on stage. They're tied up in court for a long time, and they can't tour. Rock and roll suffers.
Do you call these guys rock artists? That's kind of interesting. We're talking about Tony Orlando and Wayne Newton. Do you call them rock artists?
I do, Phil. I think at the very core they're rock and roll artists. Yes, I don't think your listeners are confused by that at all. I think they understand it.
Well, how do you say that Tony Orlando is a rock artist?
I don't understand. By
because I'll tell you what I think. Tony Orlando to me is a middle of the road. He's a pop artist.
No, I think you get an awful lot from Tony. No, at the very core, these are rock and rollers. Tony Orlando, Wayne Newton. Have you ever seen Wayne Newton's stage show?
No, I have not.
Well, let me suggest you go and watch Wayne Newton. He'll take the paint right off the walls. And Tony Orlando the same way. These guys work, they sweat, they rock out, and they are something else. I asked your engineer if he could get up a couple of songs.
Yeah, he did. Craig, did you get those two songs? We got a Wayne Newton song, and we
I think what I can do is give an example of what I'm talking about. Now, you used to be a disc jockey, Phil.
Yeah, I was a disc jockey, and I started in the business back when Tony Orlando was actually had a couple of hit records on the charts. And I do remember, in fact, I started in the business the year Tie a Yellow Ribbon was a number one hit. And I have a hard time reconciling his music with the label of rock and roll.
Well, they make rock rock and roll, I think, Phil, is any music that makes a very natural, makes your hip swing, you know? And I can think of Ty Yeller, hey, Ty Yeller, and right away I can feel my hip swinging to that. And if your engineer is ready.
Okay, have you got the song?
This is Phil. Does he have it, Phil?
Yeah, we have the Tony Orlando song, yeah.
All right. I think it's like Elvis Presley with the hips. When you hear this song, the hips start to swing. I don't know if you're a rock and roll fan per se.
Well, I have been in my life.
All right, listen to this. And if you could cue up.
Okay, go ahead, Craig. Play the song. Can you hear that?
Yes, I can, Phil. I can, okay.
Hey, girl, what you doing down
there? Yeah.
Dancing alone every night while I live above you.
What, this music, Phil.
See, to me, that's kind of lightweight.
I'm sorry? Music
to me, that's kind of lightweight.
No, I think what you've got there is... See, I can feel... And,
all right, kill the music.
I can literally feel, and if I could say this, and I don't mean to offend what I can say.
Well, you can feel what?
Well, I can feel my butt cheeks going back and forth when I hear that. There's,
if the answer is no.
Where is it? Boom, 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 2, 3, 4.
Means you meet me in the hallway.
I got to tell you something. My loins are on fire. And that's why I...
But I still don't think you can call that rock and roll.
Well, I think a lot of your listeners would disagree with that, Phil.
All right, our number, by the way, is 1-800-449-8686. Tony Orlando of Tie a Yellow Ribbon and Wayne Newton of Donkashane fame, they're suing each other. On the line with me, Art Griego, who's an entertainment coordinator for a private pilots association. You say these guys are at their heart and soul rock and roll. So what if they are?
Well, because they are at their very soul rock and roll, I think we need to help these two great artists through a period of time now where they're going to be financially strapped. These guys still right now, if they're not working, are financially strapped. And I think because they have given us some sounds that I think are revolutionary. I think Knock Three Times is pre-punk. I think it's pre-new wave.
You think Knock Three Times is...
Yeah. Right on the pipes. It's an attitude thing. You know, come on, bitch. Knock on the pipes.
Yeah, okay, man.
Well, it is. It's a real attitude thing, Phil, is all I'm saying.
All right. The next example...
Well, I'm sorry, but...
Okay. What do you mean, come on, bitch?
Well, he's saying, hey, I got a pipe for you, you know?
One floor below me.
One floor. Now, the next song is Donkashane. This is where jazz rock was born.
Jazz rock.
I really believe it.
Donkashane.
Yeah.
Darling.
What Blood, Sweat, and Tears tried to do, what Chicago Transit Authority tried to do, what Spirit tried to do, later on Spyro Gyra tried to do, and in some small measure, Stone Temple Pilots, I think it all points to this.
Was the place with...
Let's listen.
Second seat, Gold Dutch treat, you were sweet.
I don't know, it just sounds like a gay man singing...
What are you talking about?
Well, just... It sounds like a 14-year-old boy or something singing a song.
But can you feel the jazz?
Well, I sense that there is a jazz rhythm there, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So what we are asking and proposing, and we would like Congress to deal with some kind of legislation where we could pass an emergency penny, a CD tax on every CD sold in the country. And that would go to offset a lot of the money being lost by Wayne Newton and Tony Orlando.
You want a tax of a penny a CD?
That's correct.
On every CD sold?
That is correct. Tony Orlando and Wayne Newton, Phil, as long as they are not making music, they're not getting paid. They have house payments that probably run for anywhere from $20,000 to $100,000 a month. They have car payments. Their cars alone probably run about $20,000 a month. As long as they're not performing, they do not have income. And I think these two great artists who brought so much joy to us and really gave rock and roll a much-needed boost in the early 70s could benefit.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there?
1-800-449-8686. Here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Louis from Miami.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I want to give you my opinion about the song from Tony Orlando. That, I think you're 100% right. It's just a soft melody, and it got the conga beat on it. I used to play the conga since I'm 6 years old.
Well, I think at the heart and soul, though, this is a pure rock and roll artist, though.
No, get out of here, you know? He had a great show.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, the gentleman, show on TV. I'm 45 years old. I still remember about
this gentleman.
Orlando.
He agrees with me that it's not.
This is rock and roll. Do you know rock and roll, or you come from where? Mexico? Or
well, I come from Cuba, sir.
Oh, okay. They didn't
listen, Santana. Santana is a rock and roll.
Huh?
Santana, you know.
Santana. Carlos Santana, who
Carlos
is from.
Santana, I know Carlos myself.
All right, well, this, I think, inspired a lot of what Santana did.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, but Tony Orlando, he's not a rock and roller. He's just a mellow guy, you know.
What about this? This is jazz rock. You know jazz?
What? You know Rick Correa?
Okay, you know jazz, right?
Yeah, well, a little bit, yeah.
This is jazz rock.
That's jazz rock?
Well, I don't understand what's so funny. You're from Cuba, right?
I'm from Cuba, yeah.
The only thing you're familiar with is calypso, not rock. So please don't, you know, no offense, but don't tell me about my own country's music.
Excuse me for leaving, you know.
Well, I mean, you're telling me about, I'm coming from here. You're from Cuba, great calypso stuff.
But music is international, Phil.
Well, I think you just hear it. You know what rock is. And,
well, you're telling me this
is
blistering
rock. You know what rock is, just tell me the definition on the beat.
What's
okay?
That? You want me to beat my what?
Rock is tun-tu-ta, tun-tu-ta, tun-tu-ta. Any musician knows it's tun-tu-ta, you know?
Rock is a basic four. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. You know, if you can't, that'll blister the paint right on the walls of your family room.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your call. I mean, we got a debate here.
I think if you want to get Americans on the phone, that would be a nice step in the right direction if we're going to discuss music. Because.
All right. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
I can bang my head to this stuff. If you listen. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
It's a difference of opinion. But if you're asking people to donate a penny per CD sold to contribute to keep these guys in the money, I mean, maybe they will. But to say that they're two rock icons, you know, I don't know. I bet that's what makes a horse race. Difference of opinion. 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego is talking about the legal problems of Wayne Newton, who sang this song. I said thank you for. And Tony Orlando, who sang this song. Floor below me, you don't even. They're suing each other. He wants a tax of a penny a CD to help them pay for their cars every month. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry here. We're talking to Art Griego of Santa Monica Cloudbusters, a private pilots organization. He's the entertainment director. And you have some interest in this lawsuit between Tony Orlando and Wayne Newton. Why? Why in particular, these two guys?
Well, because I these guys are two core rock artists of the 60s and 70s. And also because... I'll be honest with you, we wanted to hire them for our Cloudbuster, for our Winter Harvest Ball, and they are not going to be available because of this lawsuit.
And are they making money now?
My understanding is that neither man is getting any income because of these lawsuits, and that's why we've proposed to tax one penny per CD so that we can get some money to them. You have to understand, Wayne Newton, I can just give an example here. He's got a possibility that he has a $35,000 a month house payment. Another $35,000 to $40,000 a month for cars. His wife has, the rumor is that there's a Lord & Taylor account that's up around $10,000 a month. Shoes, that's another $5,000 a month. A wardrobe, that runs. kennel for his dogs. That's another $50,000 a month. These are guys who have given to us. I think it's time we give back.
All right, we're talking about Wayne Newton and Tony Orlando suing each other, and as a result, they may be in some financial distress. We were giving examples of their music, and we'll play it a little bit later on. 1-800-449-8686. Two artists that Art describes as core rock artists from the 60s and 70s. Vista on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I got one word to say. Wah. I'm not going to pay for these guys.
Who's your favorite group? Who's your favorite group?
My favorite group?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't really have one, but I guess I would have to say maybe Boston or the Rolling Stones.
All right, the Rolling Stones, Boston, all of these groups flow from what Wayne Newton was able to do and what he was able to create. So if you like groups like the Rolling Stones, you have to doff your cap and give a little how do you do and thank you to Wayne Newton, who was a major influence on Mick Jagger. If you listen to this...
There's no way that I'm going to pay a dust.
You want to be selfish?
No. There's no way I'm going to pay for them because they got their panties in a twist and they're in a lawsuit.
Hold on for a minute. What do you mean panties in a twist? Does that mean he's queer?
Say what?
Does that mean this guy's queer?
No, I never said that.
Well, you said panties in a twist.
If they're in a lawsuit over some quarrel that they have with each other, I'm not going to fund it.
Well, these are two artists who are understandably upset. They're a sensitive band. When you're an artist, you do live close to the edge. And right now, how are they supposed to pay for their cars?
Use the money that they've made. If they're such great artists and they've made such great money, then use the money you've made.
Do you like jazz?
Pardon me?
Do you like jazz?
Yes.
Do you like to dance?
Do I like to dance?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm a good deal older than you. How old are you?
I'm 18.
All right, I'm going to take a shot. I'm going way out on a limb. I'm 40 years old, but I'd love to take you dancing to something like this.
All right, Art?
Yes, sir.
We probably don't want to be doing that, all right? I mean, she's a legal woman, but...
Well, these are two artists who have been paralyzed by a lawsuit. We're asking for relief.
All right. Ma'am, we appreciate your call.
Thank you.
But the point you're making is they're rich enough, huh?
Yes. They made their money.
Well, you don't know anything about them.
I don't?
No. I mean, they're broke. How do you make a $25,000 a month car payment?
Then sell the car.
Oh, sure.
Give the car back.
Give it back. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real good solution.
If you can't afford it, don't have it.
Are you out of your mind?
No, they're out of their mind.
Yeah. Did you hear her, Phil?
Yeah, I heard her. Makes sense?
Sell the car and stifle their creativity?
Yes.
Bull crap.
Sell the car.
Okay, thank you very much. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with what?
Selling the car.
Oh, right. That's going to happen.
All right. I mean, Garden Grove on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to know how much did Wayne Newton make for that commercial for Bud Light? Didn't that help him out?
Yeah, but that went into a lot of the legal expenses he has. Look, there's nothing new about getting a legal fund going for people, sir. There's nothing new about helping people out with their legal expenses. What is wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong for people that need it, but I think that someone that supposedly has this high of a house and a car payment should probably end up driving a Toyota.
What about giving something back to him? He's given to you. Why don't you give back to him?
Yeah, and he got paid for doing a job, just like all of us.
Yeah, but what are you giving back to him? He gave to you.
Well, when he goes on Social Security, I'll be giving to him.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen Wayne Newton perform?
Nope.
Okay, so you've never really paid any money to him.
And yet
you get the benefit of his music every day.
Not unless I listen to it.
You're listening to it right now.
Radio's free.
No, it's not. Okay, you're listening to it now. What are you going to pay?
I'm not paying a cent.
Sir, you are listening.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449. Get out of here with that. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Art Griego with the Santa Monica Cloudbusters. He's the entertainment coordinator. Tony Orlando and Wayne Newton are locked in a legal battle that may mean they're not performing, which means that they're not getting income. As two core rock artists of the 60s and 70s, Art, you're saying basically we should be giving back to them?
I think it is time that we give back to Tony and Dwayne a little piece of the joy that they gave to us. And again, when you hear a song like Donkey Shane, which is a core jazz rock song of the 60s, and you hear his voice, and I am a straight man, I am not in any way homosexual, but I am oddly attracted to, you know, his voice. It's
well, he was very young when he sang this.
I understand that, but also Tony Orlando. So I think a penny per CD to help these men offset their legal costs, as well as the costs of keeping their home going, whether it's a heated swimming pool or whatever it is they need, to pay back to Tony and to Wayne what they've given us. I don't think it's a bad thing.
All right, well, you're calling them two core rock artists.
Yes, I am, Phil.
All right, and I've got a little problem with that. 1-800-449-8686, San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I think that's ridiculous as far as that's concerned. You know, these guys have made a lot of money over the years, and for us to fund a legal battle that they can't afford is crazy. If he has a $25,000 car payment a month, you know, he should have thought about that before he entered this legal battle. And, you know, it's all going towards the attorneys anyway.
Well, I mean, sir,
you win this lawsuit,
I'm sure
he's going to pay the people back that has funded this lawsuit for him.
Well, wait a minute. You know, in your life, you've smiled and you've tapped your toe to a Wayne Newton song.
That has nothing to do with it.
Well, are you giving back to Wayne?
The fact being is that if he cannot be financially responsible for his own lawsuits, I'll be damned if I'm going to make any payments for him.
Oh, so in other words, you danced the night away to a Wayne Newton song, but now he's on his ass and you don't want to help him.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's selfish.
Well, that's your opinion, but, I think it's... Is he going to refund us when he wins this lawsuit?
No, sir, this is a gift.
Funded the lawsuit
for
him?
This is a one-time gift, but I think if you look at the upside, once the legal problems are solved, Wayne and Tony are back on stage making the place rock again.
If everybody donated a penny for a lot better causes than
a
frivolous
man?
Lawsuit between two artists that should have thought about this a little bit better before they got into it.
Are you a rock
fan? Really
fan?
Not my problem.
Are you a rock fan?
Yes.
Well, then it is your problem.
No, it isn't.
Yes,
that's irrelevant whether I'm a rock fan, a jazz fan, a blues fan, or anything. The fact being is that they're asking me to
this
fund something for them
problem.
Before they even thought about it.
I think the problem here is that most people dislike Wayne Newton, not because he's a great rock artist, but because Wayne made, I think, a lot of straight men question their sexuality.
Well, I mean, maybe you need to go see someone about that.
Well,
that has nothing to do with it for me. I mean, for my opinion.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You want me to believe that?
Yeah. Right. I don't care whether you believe it or not.
Listen.
I mean...
And that doesn't get a little tent going, huh?
All right, now you're going overboard.
Yeah, really.
I'm talking about two great rock artists.
Would you knock it off with the rock art? Listen to this.
Balcony.
What's rock about that?
I told you it's jazz rock.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion, but, it'll be a cold day in hell before I fund Wayne Newton one penny or Tony Orlando. And why should we fund both artists that are in a lawsuit against each other? Am I understanding that correct?
Yes, sir.
So you want us to fund both sides of a lawsuit that are against each other?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think that, that's asinine.
Well, I mean, we need to end the pain. We need to end the pain.
Well, how much are you going to get for this lawsuit?
I am kicking in what I can.
When? How much is that?
I recently cut a check for $100,000.
Okay, well, keep it coming then.
Well, what about you?
In it, but,
you're tapping your toe. Tell me you're not tapping your toe right now. Are you?
I've got nothing against Wayne Newton at all. I mean, he's been in Vegas for many years. He's made a lot of money. I've seen him in television and movies. I mean,
for you
to ask a common guy to chip in for his frivolous lawsuit against Tony Orlando and to fund both sides of it, it's all going towards attorneys anyway.
Well, so I think we need to end the pain of being deprived of the genius of their tapping your toe or tapping your
if he's
hip.
Such a genius, then he should have figured out this monetary situation before he got into it.
Right.
And that's
I think, all
I've got to say.
Thank you very much for your call, sir. I appreciate that. I think you're getting a fair cross-section of opinion here. Most people think it's a total load that you want to fund. They're suing each other. Did you hear what he said? They're suing each other. Why do you want to pay for both of their legal defenses?
Because they're both hurting right now. I think they're both in pain, and I think they both need help.
I'm going to need help if I got to keep hearing that.
But you hear that voice and you don't have a tent going.
No, I do not have a tent going. Blackwell, Oklahoma on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
I just want to know what's going to stop other artists from suing each other if this penny per CD comes through. I mean, what
else? Well, that's a good question, but I don't care about other artists. All I care about are two ignored rock legends like Tony Orlando and Wayne New. They need support. I just want to hold Wayne. I want to hold him.
Well, go
okay,
hold
there,
him.
I said it.
I mean,
I said it.
You know, go hold him.
Well, what do you
I mean? If that's who you
want
to help out, go help him out.
Tony Orlando, you're from Oklahoma, right?
Yes.
Are you part Indian?
I happen to be, yes.
Okay, then you should have an affinity for Tony Orlando's music. If you look at him, I'd swear the guy's an Indian.
Well, that really does not matter to me.
All
I don't really... I mean, I've listened to their music.
What are we talking about here?
We're just talking about... It sucks?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, then you think rock and roll sucks. Thank you. Thanks for your opinion.
I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying.
I'd like to be an art sandwich between two slices of Tony and Wayne.
Well, when I think of all-time rock and roll, I think of Elvis Presley and Janis Joplin.
Well, that's true,
I mean,
but also
rock and roll.
Tony,
you guys are not rock and roll.
All right, listen to this for just a second.
If the answer is no.
Tony Orlando influenced a lot of Native American tribal chants. A lot of the Native American tribal chants you hear today come from...
Oh, come on.
I swear to God.
You don't think they had those, like, back before, back before the settlers even came? You don't think they had Indian chants?
Well, I'm talking about the better ones. Okay?
Well, do you understand what he's saying?
What am I saying that's difficult?
What do you mean Tony Orlando influenced tribal Indian chants?
Just what I said.
Well, if anything...
Let me ask you something. Is your ass moving right now to this or not? Yeah.
All right, get out of here. Listen, pal, good luck. And
well, Phil, what can I put you down for?
Yeah, put me down for a couple of bucks, okay?
Well, you're a very generous guy.
And by the way, next time I hear a real good tribal Indian chant, I'll be thinking of Tony Orlando. The better ones. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Well, that's some hippie stuff. I was talking to my wife today. I said, I think we're about due for another hippie thing, some kind of a back-to-earth revival, because everything is just so Palm Pilot, man. Everything is just so techno-easy. And anyway, this is the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Were we taking any more calls, which we're not? And again, tomorrow we may do some more of this election coverage. There was a little bit of a news blurb there that the Secretary of State for the state of Florida has refused to amend the hand counts. Do you know what that means, Mike Schaefer or Melissa? Can you guys give me the news on that? The Secretary of State of the state of Florida refused to amend the hand counts. Give me some news on that, will you? But anyway, I was saying to Maria, everything is so techno. I said, I often say crazy things when I wake up in the morning, you know? Like, we got a CD player. We don't have an alarm clock. We got a CD player. So when the time comes, you know, when it triggers the time, the CD starts. And it's kind of a cool way to wake up. And I had Cat Stevens' Tea for the Tillerman in there. And so I began babbling something about how this is a song, honey, about a father and a son, and they're talking and everything. And And I guess I just got into a hippie mode after that, because I said, you know, I think the hippies are coming back. She says, why? I said, look at all of this. Everything, man, is... Everything is just high tech, and I got no problem with that. But I'm sure somewhere, somehow, the culture is going to rebel. I'm positive. It's the way that this country works. Too much of something causes a segment of society to begin to pull away. And since the freaks had kids, and the kids that the freaks had are all straight Reagan lovers and George W. Bush lovers, then the George W. Bush-loving kids of the freaks are in turn going to give birth to a new generation of freaks. So we may have to wait 20 years. Craig tells me that raves are like hippie shows. Drugs, love, and music. Love? Not necessarily in that order. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Sex is out, drugs are out, the rock and roll better be damn good. Florida Secretary of State Katherine Harris announced Wednesday night she would deny attempts by scattered counties to submit hand recounts of ballots to the results of the contested presidential election between George W. Bush and Al Gore. The state's chief election officer, sharply criticized by Democrats in recent days as a partisan Republican, declared it was, quote, my duty under Florida law to reject requests from several counties to update their totals. Bush holds a 300-vote lead in the state, whose 25 electoral votes will settle the presidential election. Harris said the state's vote count would be official when overseas absentee ballots are rolled into the totals by midnight Friday. She noted her decision was subject to appeal in the courts, and it seemed likely that there would be one. She stepped to the microphone to make her announcement 7 hours after the 2 p.m. deadline she had set for counties to petition for the right to update their returns. This is a woman that was going to run for senator from the state of Florida. What do you think? She got a shot? Probably she's going to be a big hero to a lot of people. And a big schmuck to a whole lot of other people. And how about Teresa Lepore, the one that designed the ballots? What do you think she ought to be doing, man? Maybe writing technical manuals for how to start up a MiG jet. You had to go into the technical manual writing business there, Teresa. You did such a good job with that ballot. How about directions to Monopoly? Do you realize that there's a need for tech writers? That's what a tech writer does. Tech writer writes directions for how to use your electric knife. How to program your VCR, how to play Monopoly, how to put together a floating basket for your swimming pool. Those are tech writers. You want to know why we need them? Because nobody can figure out half that crap. And, of course, the lady that put together the ballot. The announcement capped a tumultuous day in which the state Supreme Court refused to stop hand recounts planned or underway in three heavily Democratic counties. But a federal appeals court agreed to consider the Bush campaign's attempt to halt the new canvasses. Well, anyway, let the best man win, okay? But I'm telling you right now, if I got to look at Al Gore one more time standing up there going, and once upon a time, you know, with that whole head wagon thing, and Joe Lieberman standing behind him going, holy Jesus. You know, he's got that half smile of a guy who's, I want out of here. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our number for our CD is 877-616-7445.
Where's she calling from?
San Diego.
They're all stupid down there. They're all military people down there. All naval
and you know
people.
What? You
freaking
sound
stupid.
Real intelligent. Let
me tell you something. Every broad that I ever had sex with in the Air Force that was stupid came from San Diego.
All right, that is completely unnecessary.
You? Every one of the
someone
dumb ones.
Someone actually had sex with you?
All the stupid broads at the USO. I'd say, where are you from? San Diego. And so, to a woman, I swear to God.
All right, well, what are we doing here, okay?
Look, she's the one that called me an idiot. She started it.
You are an idiot.
Well, you're from San Diego.
And, you know, I don't really...
All right, ma'am, did you have a point you wanted to make before we move on?
Yeah, I wanted to make a point.
What is that point that you haven't been able to make here for...
Because I guess she's going to blame me.
No,
be quiet, okay?
I'm trying to say that he meant...
The slut from San Diego is going to tell me...
All right, I'm putting him on hold. God. Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm trying to say he may be right that the way he's coming across... You hear a slut. He sounds like a senile old man.
I know. I know.
You know what? Maybe he needs to get
But let me ask you a question. What difference does it make how he's coming across if he's speaking some truth? Do you shut people off because they're telling you truth,
no,
but they don't have the right hair color?
I'm not saying that. I'm not
all right. Well, then what about what he's saying is true? Let's have some common ground here.
Phil,
are you there, Alf?
I'm right here, Phil.
All right, I'm putting him back on hold.
What I'm trying to say is when he comes across and saying everybody hates Jews and this and that, he sounds like he's not all there, okay?
Well, I mean, a lot of people hate Jews.
A lot of people do, but...
Tons and tons.
You know, I don't.
A lot of them...
I don't hate anybody.
All right, okay, but I mean, he's right. I mean, I can see your point when you say, how can you say, are you there, Alf?
Is the slut in San Diego?
Okay, that's... He can't come on the air now without... Yes.
You see what I'm trying to...
I hear you.
He's trying to make a point.
Yes, I hear you.
He needs to be committed or that, or he needs to get...
Well, why do you think he's nuts? Just because he says Bush hates Jews? It's not such a stretch.
He said everybody hates Jews.
Well, it's not such a stretch.
And
if you're an older 73-year-old Jewish man, you've seen a lot in life. It probably everybody hates Jews pretty much sums up your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, where does he come off calling her a slut?
Hey, Alf, where do you come off calling her a slut?
Let me ask you something. Was your mother from San Diego?
Am I what?
Was your mother from San Diego?
No, she was from New York.
All right, because I was afraid I might be your dad.
Okay, that's it.
No, put him back on, Phil.
He's only going to start to insult you again.
I don't care. He's dealing with the New Yorker. Put him back on. I can handle
Alf?
It.
Yeah, what?
Alf?
Look at this. Here she is, the USO broad.
You are a sick... Can I say bastard? Can I say bastard, Phil?
I guess you did.
I'm a bastard.
You're
the bastard, especially if your mama comes from San Diego.
You know, Phil... I don't know,
Alf, the whole purpose of you coming on here was to make a point about Buchanan. Now you're calling women sluts. You're saying...
I had to put a double rubber on my...
Okay, that's it.
You know what? If I had my way, I'd cut it off on him.
I apologize for those comments. You were not deserving of them. I don't know what his problem is, other than the fact that he's been the victim
point.
Of a... Yeah.
That's my point. Does he sound like a sane person to you?
Well.
Okay, that is my point.
I guess
not. He can be right. You know what? You can say things, but if you come across like a sicko like he does,
right.
You know, he's useless. He should wash it up because nobody's going to listen to a man like this because he doesn't sound sane. And he's not my father, tell him, okay?
Well, we hung up on him.
Oh, okay. Well,
I apologize for that. That was unnecessary. And I feel in some way I'm responsible for it.
Well, you are, but you're a nice guy.
Well, kids have been sick lately. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, you have a good night, Phil.
I don't know. I'm so lost, you know. I guess that's probably the thing that I want to say. I just feel lost.
Well, if you have to deal with sick people like that, I don't blame you. The man is sick.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, he's gone. I'm still here. That's the funny thing. He's gone. I still have to live with me.
Oh, he'll probably call back. If it goes like that, we'll call back.
Yeah, but some of the things I think about, I'm scared.
You scared?
Yeah, I'm scared because sometimes I think about things that aren't, I don't know, healthy, I guess.
Oh, no. Are you getting sicko on me, too?
Okay. All right. I'll let you go.
Bye, Phil.
I guess you'll think it's funny I had to buy a prescription for Viagra, but okay, ha ha ha. We'll laugh.
Phil Hendry.